So elections around the corner. You know what that means? Conversations will always mainly be around the elections until even after the elections. I'm sure conversations, if you know Nigerian politics, will still revolve around the elections. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Good morning. PVC collection ongoing, at least for now. And INEC has urged people to go out and pick up their PVCs. I mean, on the news, you heard that in some areas, people complain about how slow the process is and some of the challenges that they are facing here in River State just to pick up their PVCs. And you would wonder why it's that way. Anyways, today on the show, I'm having a conversation on PVC collection and sensitization against election violence. That's become a major problem. Not very serious. Well, we've recorded a few cases of, alleged attacks on groups, on party members. But there's one that's really confirmed, which is a member of the PDP, Senator Lee Meba, whose residence was attacked and cars destroyed. I'm pretty sure the police should still be investigating. Hopefully we get to the end of that one. But then we've also seen other party members who say they were attacked by groups and in communities, etc., etc. It brings us to this conversation. Many have said no to election violence. My guest this morning is the director, National Orientation Agency here in Rivers State, Young Ayotamano. Sir, you're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, first, good morning to our listeners. Good morning to River State.
Yes.
Our immediate constituency. Mm-hmm. And wishing them the compliments of the season.
Anywhere you see him asking for your Christmas gift. to more serious matters now. The elections, campaigns ongoing. So far, the campaigns have been coloured with, if you've been following the news, different political parties, different complaints. For the NOA, many would say an agency of such should be very much involved in the entire process, especially with trying to educate and inform Nigerians and politicians as well on the need to see that we have an election that is peaceful and of no violence. What has the NOA been doing? Because if you ask me, I have not heard one of your jingles or one. So perhaps you've been working on the ground. So if you can tell us what you've been doing with regards to ensuring a peaceful elections.
Well, let me begin by thanking you for this opportunity. You've just hit the nail on the head. What is NOA actually doing? For NOA, we are very consistent in the things that we do. And we have flagship programs for most of the things that we do. For instance, if you begin to talk about election violence, as we are doing now, we have it under the Building of a People of Peace program. And that is what we have consistently done. We don't need to wait until the election period before we do it. For NOA, since after the 2019 election, we have continued. We have not relented. You know, there were post-election violence. And since then, we have continued towards making sure that we conscientize the people towards believing that violence is an ill wind that pays no one any good, and that actually that dialogue is the main thing towards resolving all issues that we have. Now, talking about how NOA is carrying this out, no, NOA does not work alone. We work in synergy with as many organizations that are possible. We work in synergy with non-governmental organizations. We work in synergy with CSOs. We also work in synergy with religious bodies. And at this particular moment, we are right there at the grassroots. And that is where the NOA is very different from every other communications and information platform that we have. We have also used our NOA social media dialogue to reach out to as many people as possible that we can reach. So currently, NOA is right there in the field. Our community orientation and mobilization officers, which are well situated and are working in the 23 LGAs of the states, they are also reaching out to the politicians.
So, some people will question the impact of all of these activities. I mean, we've been having sensitizations by the NOA and many other organizations for years now, before, after, and during elections. But then still, seems like, well, many would say not much progress has been made. The involvement of the youth in all of this and how much impact the activities of the NOA has on the youth has become a question, because even just recently, we still see many young people who are involving themselves one way or the other in election violence, pre-election or post-election, even during election. So how much of a plan is targeted at ensuring that the youths this time are not used or do not allow themselves to be used for such?
Well, they're talking about election violence and impacts that NOA has made. One critical thing that I want to draw your attention to, and which may have been part of the trigger, is that most people are still, in fact, a sizable population of the electorate are still believing in the fact that elections will still be done. Elections, that the processes for election are still the same way they are.
It's a job oriented them now.
That's what we are doing. We are still way into elections, about 70 days or more into the kickoff of the elections, and we are doing that. There are certain things. I was just bringing our attention to the fact that there are certain things that have changed the narrative of how elections are to be conducted. And, you know, this time around, all those youths that think we are still doing things the old way, by now, they ought to know, and they should begin to have a mindset that elections are no longer going to be business as usual. So currently, elections are more or less technologically driven. And that is why, instead of having the fact of carrying ballot papers, stuffing ballot boxes, carrying ballot papers, today we are talking about the use of the BVAS machine. The BVAS machine, for that's the bimodal accreditation system. We are using that as the main accreditation, as the main accreditation instrument, towards making sure that nobody, you know, issues like incidence forms that we used to have before now, issues of people not finding their names in the registers and so on during accreditation, that those things are a thing of the past. And so those things that used to trigger things like election violence, on the day of election, you are looking for form EC8A, which used to be the result, election result form.
Yes.
And people become very restive. In fact, the main target is to look for that form and see how it can be gotten. Today, as voting is being done, automatically those votes are being transmitted. Those votes are being transmitted to the INEC portal, and so everybody is seeing it. So it has whittled down the fact of people getting agitated, looking for form EC8A, you know, to rig the elections. But for us, we'll continue to do our enlightenment. Currently, we just last week, INEC also gave us an opportunity, INEC River State. We had the stakeholders meeting at the Federal Secretariat here in Port Harcourt, where all the parties attended.
That was going to be my next question.
Yes, and then we used that opportunity to educate the people. So we are in synergy with INEC as much as possible. And I want to assure you that what the isolated cases of violence that we are experiencing now, that under the platform of the Interagency Committee on Election Security, that they are going to look into it and see how, as much as possible, how these matters of election violence and agitations will be dealt with.
You raised a valid point, which was supposed to be one of the questions I was going to ask you, which is on whether or not political parties have had meetings with the NOA to perhaps have a conversation on what they need to do to see that the election is peaceful. Over the years, we've had peace agreements signed by political parties, politicians. What would make this different, the NOA involved? Is it going to in any way stop or forestall such activities? Because it looks like already we're having exchange of words. And also, how is the NOA ensuring that politicians and political parties keep their conversation issue-based and not make comments that would incite public towards violence?
Yes, you know our own role.
Yes.
Our own role is to enlighten.
And they are also, the politicians and Nigerians need to be enlightened.
Our own role is to be sensitized. Mm. Don't forget that the political parties also have a function that is similar to our own, and which over the years the NOA has consistently insisted that the politicians ought to do that function, and that is the issue of enlightenment, political education for their members. We can't take that away from the political parties. And from our own discovery, the political parties have not been doing that, you know, in between elections, from one election to the other, at intervals, before and after the elections. Political parties are also expected to educate their members on what their programs are. I can assure you that most of those that you are seeing around, you know, being used for violence one way or the other, or making themselves available for violence, I will leave in context if they are mainstream members of these parties. I'm sure these are persons, hirelings, that are procured to be carrying out some of these assignments. But the point I'm making is that political parties also have a function to educate their members. We in NOA, we are doing that. The electioneering in this country is usually well-structured. We have the platform for meeting with the political parties under the Interagency Consultative Election Committee on Election Security. We meet with the parties. You know, the parties, they have a structure. They have what they call the IPAC. The IPAC, that's an inter-party platform. Mm. They have advisory committee, inter-party advisory committee, the IPAC. They have an organization like that as part of their structure. IPAC is an umbrella organization for all the parties that are in the states, including the main party, that's the ruling party, and the opposition parties. You also have that structure at the federal level. So these are all structures with which we are going to engage with the political parties. So NOA is doing its best at the local government levels, doing its best with organizations, doing its best with opportunities that are also made available to it by international NGOs. For instance, the Conrad Adenauer Stiftung, for a long time, including the now the one that has finished its life cycle, the Search for Common Grounds. NOA has used a lot of these platforms towards making sure that they reached out to communities and to the people. Okay. So we continue to do that within, let me say it, within the limits of available resources. Of course, you know that it's a major constraint. No, we must face that too.
We would come to challenges.
Because nobody is also supporting us.
We would come to challenges at both federal and state level to see if that's made available. And also perhaps what the NOA is doing with sensitizing people on PVC collection as well, which is another very important thing. Now, collection is ongoing. And not just collecting, when you collect, sensitization on the need to vote. All of these will come after the commercial. But first, let me remind you that we are live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We're asking you a question on Facebook: if you think sensitization would have any effect on preventing election violence and aid collection of PVC. Well, if you listen to us on Nigeria Info, you'd also know that we have public messages that's been going out asking you to not just collect the PVC, but ensure that you vote on it. How far that will go, hopefully it goes as far as we hope. but then you don't just collect, collect and vote. That's the important thing. Tell us what you think on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. My guest already is the director, National Orientation Agency here in Port Harcourt, River State. Young Ayo Tamino, perhaps you have one question or the other you want to ask, you can send us a WhatsApp message, 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. And the phone number to call, 070-0923-0923 is the number to call. Before we go on this break, I'll just take a few of the messages on Facebook already. So Chinedu Okafor says sensitization will go a long way to prevent election violence. Nigerians should know that the politicians are just representing their interest against that of the masses. They're not worth dying for. Nigerians need to be wiser with their interactions and offer from politicians. We must use our votes to enthrone quality leadership in this country. Evangelist Umana Eno Joseph says the members of APC will be voting using their... It says APV, so you would have added collection of PVC. There's nothing of such. Everybody votes with the PVC, and that's what it is, as simple as it is. If you perhaps like a political party and you want to vote for that party, that's the reason why it's called democracy. You have a right to do so. But everybody, Nigerians, Rivers people, will vote with their PVC. We'll go on a short commercial. Conversation continues afterwards. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Alright, we are live on Facebook and on Twitter. You can watch, listen from wherever you are, and most importantly contribute at Nigeria Info PH. Election violence, collection of PVC, how much sensitization is being done, and activities of the NOA with regards to this building up to the election next year. My guest is the Director, National Orientation Agency in Rivers State, Young Ayo Tamino. Well, remember that you can send in your questions, 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. You can also drop a comment on social media at Nigeria Info PH or call us on the numbers 070-0923-0923. Let's go to the phone lines. Nigeria Info, good morning. Good morning. Please turn down the volume of your radio. I might have to end the call.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, I'm Mr. Frank from Boston, calling you from the Meter One community.
All right. I can still hear myself. Turn down the volume of your radio.
All right, sir. Are you okay now?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So the sensitization exercise based on this PVC collection. I went to NLK yesterday to collect my PVC. The trouble there was very much. So finally, my son collected his own. And they promised me to come back today to collect mine.
What did they say was the reason for the delay?
Hello?
At the INEC office, what was the reason given for the delay?
The reason was that the queue was much, and the number of collection of the PVC was too much. Hello?
Yes? So the people who are attending to those who are coming to pick up their PVCs are not enough to accommodate the crowd?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So today I'm going back to collect mine. So my son yesterday collected his.
All right. Thank you very much.
The issue of this electoral violence, liberty, things are going too far. Don't know why a national liberty should be do or die affair. I don't know. Everyone should exercise his own franchise. The way the liberty government on power now is doing the way it is now is not is uncalled for. So people should be exercise his own franchise or our own franchise to choose his own choice of leadership.
Okay.
It's not by violence. So everyone should shoot his own shot. Nobody should kill his neighbor.
All right, thank you very much. He raised up the PVC. We were having a conversation about that. How much has gone into... First of all, talk to us about your budget or the challenges you are facing as an agency that is started with this enormous responsibility. How are the challenges like? And what has been done with regards to PVC collection to even inform people? How? Because I really did not even hear too much about sensitizing people to even go and register. Was the NOA doing that?
Yes, we did that.
The continuous voters registration. We carried out so much sensitization about it using every available media, both the conventional, the social media. We also had interface with communities, with political parties, with the people at the grassroots, and even in the cities. And when you talk about sensitization, I can also look at it in a from a different angle. The existential conditions today that Nigerians find themselves are enough even to sensitize them on where or not to put their PVCs when the time comes. I don't think that anybody in Nigeria needs to be particularly sensitized on the what is happening, the realities on ground, be it, in fact, at all tiers of government. And we want to believe that in addition to whatever we are doing, I've mentioned here that the political parties too have a role to play, just as NGOs and CSOs are doing, helping us out one way or the other in terms of our sensitization, giving us the platforms, and also media houses like you are doing now. I remember that I was here just about 3 months ago in this same studio talking to the people in Pidgin English and also addressing these issues of election violence and the fact that people should go out to do their registration as the registration, the continuous registration was being rounded up as at that time.
Do you have conversations with INEC? Because now collection is the case, and you see that the feedback from some people that we've been able to engage with is that the process, it's even more difficult than it was to register. Registration would, it's ideally supposed to be something that would take a lot more time, but now collection seemed to be...
I think I was shaking my head when the last caller said he was there yesterday. His son got his own. And he has the full assurance that today he will get his own. The collection of PVC started on the 12th, which is on Monday. In some local government areas, it actually started yesterday, but officially on the 12th. Before I got into the studio, I had a random sample from the field officers, that's the community orientation and mobilization officers, as to what is going on. And the feedback I have is that in all the local government areas that I interacted with this morning, that actually PVC collection has started.
Which of those local governments?
Yes, I interacted with Obiakpo. For instance, Obiakpo, let me give you. Obiakpo has 96,000 PVCs to be collected. And people are collecting. There is a rush. Of course, I've told you that part of the enlightenment, part of the sensitization, the existential realities that we have in the country today and globally, and how it affects Nigeria, also contributes to the sensitization of the people. And we expect that it should also order where they put their PVCs. You know, this is another cycle of elections.
How much funding?
We are very much in touch with INEC.
Okay.
We are very much in touch with INEC. And at every stage, at every point in time, they have also carried us along. There's a new rec now. Before the former rec, Obo Efanga left, we had a perfect relationship. And the new rec, we are even having something that is better. And we hope to continue to build on it. Now, talking about funding, which is the...
That's what I was going to.
Yes, talking about funding. Of course, you know the constraints that we have.
I don't know, that's why you're here, perhaps, to tell us.
I don't want to discuss the when it comes to budgets. But as it stands now, outside our salaries, I can... Outside the fact that we are being paid salaries, and that is what is moving us on. In terms of funding, I can tell you that, in fact, we are neither here nor there. We don't receive any funding. We don't receive any assistance. We don't receive any support.
So how do you carry out the works that you do? Because for some of the communities, people will tell you that they do not hear much from the NOA. Like you're saying now, I'm sure when we go to the phone lines, people will tell you that we haven't heard or seen the activities of the NOA as much as perhaps...
Femi, I'm not ashamed. Even my predecessor, before he left, Oliver Wolobom, he comes to radio and tell you that these days, it is even people who are working in government that subsidize government. So it is the passion that we have for this job that is moving us on. At least graciously, the River State government gave us an accommodation in our office, our state headquarters, number 8 Aba Road. And the local governments, the local government chairman, at least they're able to accommodate our offices because they provide accommodation for us. Of course, that in itself has to be done because we are serving the people of the states. But in terms of other than that, we don't receive subvention from anybody. The narrative has always been that you are a federal organization and you are supposed to be funded by the federal government.
You so working with INEC, doesn't that put you in a position where INEC is also supposed to perhaps support your activities?
Yes, we expect that INEC should support our activities. For instance, during the continuous voters registration exercise, at least they were able to support us they were able to support us, and we are grateful about it, but it was also minimal. So we expect that as we are getting into the main elections, we don't know if we are on their budget, because everything works according to budget. We don't know if we're on their budget, but these are the issues that we need to bring to, that it is our passion, we are passion-driven to do this work, to bring the message to the people of River State, and we are there. Check the Facebook, check the net. You will see our people in markets educating the people of the states.
Some people on Facebook here disagree with some of the things you're saying. Mianye Commander says the director of NOA in Nigeria, they are doing nothing to sensitize people. The director is not being truthful. Can he show us one jingle they have in their name on this forthcoming election, which is one question I asked you. He also said, can you show us one document signed by NOA condemning the rising election violence in River State today? That's a question from him.
Yes, I've done... You don't expect me that I should come out to begin to condemn the violence. You don't expect me to come out in an unguided and unguarded manner to come and begin to condemn violence.
Condemning violence.
The laws of the country are there. I've said it over and over that if you feel that your rights are being infringed upon, that you also have... The courts are there. These are independent bodies. If you think that there are factors, that there are policies that have triggered this violence, the courts are there. And I've in every media that I've gone, I've always stated it very clearly that people should rekindle their confidence in the judiciary.
Mr. Tamino, it wouldn't be out of place if the NOA says, well, the NOA is concerned with what's happening and is asking various people or political parties to ensure that they abide by the electoral laws and everyone is choose violence.
We are saying that if you look at my interviews recently, you will know that I've condemned violence on most of these media. Some of the people that are, for instance, his own idea, the last the last person who communicated on Facebook, his own idea is that you need to see jingles. Yes, jingles are important. But you also know that we are a grassroots organization, that much of our work is at the grassroots, and even what we are doing now, I want to thank him because he's listening and that is why he's reacting.
People who call in, yes, mostly also call from the grassroots. Let's go to the phone lines now and hear what it is like at the grassroots.
Yes.
070-0923-0923 is the number to call. Temple is on the line from Rumomasi. Good morning. Hello, Temple. Good morning. Sadly, we lost that call. The numbers again: 070-0923-0923. You can also call us on 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, or you call 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003. Leighton Barry from Bori is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Lithia Meandra.
You're welcome.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Fantastic. Go on.
Yeah. I want to say to your guest in the studio that it's like he's not being sincere from his statements. Because there is no how you can know that, you know very well as a lawyer, that any law that contravenes or contradicts the constitution of Nigeria cannot stand. Then you're asking the people who are managing to see how they can make themselves valuable during the election to begin to go to court and begin to argue unnecessary law passed by the River State House of Assembly or an executive law passed by a governor, which does not stand, that will involve you going to that length. It is not, I don't think that is valuable for you to tell the people to go to court. That means you're mortgaging all our effort and putting us at a hard corner if you're telling the people to go to court.
But Lekambari, what else can be done to if you're not comfortable with an order or a law, where else do you go to obtain it?
Because the people cannot see themselves at this point as a time when they will go and spend money in the court for unnecessary law. So that idea is not welcome. I don't believe
all
in
right,
that.
All right, Lintambari, thank you. Let's just listen to Obed first. We're running out of time, so you can react to both. Obed from Rumigbo, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Let me greet your guest in studio. I think he used to be the chairman of National Union of Journalists or something.
No, that's a different person. That's my cousin.
Okay, yes. Sir, you made a mention of not coming to cast a passion in condemning any act.
I said unguided. Condemning any act.
Yes, sir. I think there is no any word, you understand, that you can use that is simple to condemn any act. Now, River State government give you an office. You understand?
Yes.
I, myself, when you were speaking, I reasoned that you might not be able to do anything contrary. Considering what is happening in the state, you cannot even say anything. You understand? Against the government, because you have an office they are given to you. So, sir, are you telling me as National Orientation Agency is happy with what is happening in River State? The obnoxious and draconian laws, you never come and condemn it, and you are telling us that to condemn it is wrong.
I think
you need to do more, sir.
If
truly you are here to sensitize,
all right, Obed.
It has to be holistically. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, let's get your
reaction. All right, let me quickly say that the words I used, that I used them cautiously. I said, nothing will make us condemn unguidedly and unguardedly, some of the things that are happening. We need to go to the root of them. That's number one. Number two, I also want to use this opportunity to appeal to the people of River State and indeed Nigerians that we need to grow our democracy. As an agency, we will not subscribe to people seeking, resorting to self-help and in the process, you know, instigating a breakdown of law and order. I have said it very clearly that in order to grow our democracy, that is why the courts are there. The courts, we are talking about rule of law. And who are the people to protect this rule of law? Interpretation of the laws. If laws are beginning to conflict, if state laws are conflicting with federal laws, or federal laws are in conflict with state laws, it is the role of the courts to interpret such laws instead of resorting to self-help. And that has been the position of the National Orientation Agency, that people should have confidence in the judiciary. Now, on the issue of whether or not River State government gave us an accommodation, of course, if you look at my style, and if you have been following up, you know, I've said so many things, very objectively, that the fact that River State government gave us an office does not in any way gouge us from saying what we want to say. But I repeat again that it has to be guided, it has to be based on facts, that we have to be really clear on what we are going to put out. It is a national organization, the National Orientation Agency. It is national. That is why it has the name national.
Okay.
It serves both federal, state, and local governments.
All right, Mr. Tamada.
It's not owned by anybody.
Quickly,
it's not owned by the federal government.
A few messages on Facebook as we wrap up. Baba Safety Joseph says, says, just as the director has rightly said, political parties need to caution their members against violence. This one says the people of River State should be very careful now and vote wisely, because we don't need two local governments to be developing while others are looking. Nelson Onyegorom sent in that message. Thank you very much for making our time to be with us, young Ayotam.
Yes, thank you. The last point, the issue of vicarious responsibility is important.
Don't
send people to go and cause violence.
Okay.
Because if you send people,
that will be your final words. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We have to go now.
Yes.
Hello, Port Harcourt is
thank
next.
Thank you very much.